It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The United States reported 1 million new coronavirus cases on Monday. That's a record-breaking single-day total that could reflect some delayed reporting from the holiday weekend. But it's also likely a major undercount because it doesn't include the many Americans who only tested positive on a home rapid test or couldn't get tested at all. The Omicron variant now accounts for 95.4% of new infections, this according to updated CDC estimates. On Tuesday, President Biden spoke from the White House, urging schools to stay open amid the Omicron wave. A small but growing number of school districts have shifted to remote learning, but the vast majority have attempted to do what the president suggested. New York City's new mayor, Eric Adams, is adamant, insisting that the nation's largest school district stay open despite massive pressure from union leaders to go remote and roughly one-third of parents keeping their kids at home on Monday. Chicago Public Schools canceled Wednesday classes after the Chicago Teachers Union voted late Tuesday not to show up for in-person work out of concerns that COVID-19 precautions were insufficient. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said at a news conference that children need to be back in the classroom and insisted that schools were safe with proper mitigation. 73% of the teacher union's members supported the proposal to force instruction online just 2 days after they returned from the holiday break. The union set a January 18th target date for reopening schools. Stay tuned. President Biden also announced that the U.S. will double its order for Paxlovid. That's Pfizer's COVID antiviral pill. The new order will eventually provide enough pills for another 10 million Americans. But they won't be available right away because of the long production time involved in manufacturing this medication. The CDC also updated its guidance on recommended COVID-19 isolation periods after criticism that its last guidance update, announced just last week, was confusing and incomplete. So now the recommendations include a testing component, with the CDC urging people to take a rapid test near the end of their 5-day isolation. And if the test is positive, they recommend isolating for another 5 days. If it's not, the CDC still recommends avoiding travel and avoiding places where you can't wear a mask for at least 10 days. Meanwhile, the testing recommendation may be challenging, though, since at-home rapid tests are hard to find. And the Binax Now tests sold by Walmart and Kroger are getting more expensive. Seriously, those two chains are raising the prices. The more you know. Moving on to January 6th, Thursday marks the one-year anniversary of the Capitol uprising. Law enforcement and federal authorities, including Capitol Police and the Department of Homeland Security, are ramping up security efforts around the Capitol. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the country is at a heightened level of threat, but he added that the DHS is not aware of any specific or credible threats at this time. Meanwhile, the House committee investigating the attack wants to speak directly with former Vice President Mike Pence about what he witnessed firsthand on that day a year ago. A similar request from the committee has also gone out to Sean Hannity following the release of more texts between the Fox Not News, Not a Journalist, and the former guy and his chief of staff as well. Speaking of the former guy, he's now been hit with two new lawsuits from two law enforcement officers who were assaulted by rioters on January 6th. They're alleging that Trump directed the attack. On Tuesday, the former guy also announced that he was canceling the press conference he had scheduled for Thursday on the anniversary of the attack on the Capitol. Trump had planned to deliver a speech about the election and his big lie of voter fraud allegations that fueled the attack. He's now saying that he'll instead talk about the matter on January 15th, his next rally in Arizona. Four rioters died during the assault at the Capitol, and the next day, a police officer who was on the scene also died. Four other law enforcement officers who responded to the Capitol riot later died by suicide. And in a related story, according to a new USA Today Suffolk University poll released Tuesday, most Americans believe U.S. democracy is in danger. More than 80% of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents said they feared for the future of America's democracy. 85% of Democrats said the rioters were criminals. Two-thirds of Republicans said the mob, quote, went too far, but they had a point. 58% of Republicans said President Biden was not legitimately elected, despite numerous investigations disproving Trump's lies about voter fraud. Only about 4 in 10 Republicans remember the attack as very or extremely violent. The power of propaganda. Interstate 95 reopened in Northern Virginia late Tuesday after hundreds of motorists were stranded, many of them for more than 24 hours, after heavy snow, ice, and accidents paralyzed traffic on the highway. Motorists stayed in their cars overnight Monday and much of Tuesday in sub-freezing temperatures, many of them without food or water. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.